216 for the season. He struck out his last two times at bat. The windup from Braddock.
No, 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 that was right down the middle. How do you not see that pitch? He throws the ball, you hit the ball, we win the game. It's a simple procedure.
Bill? Honey? Turn it off and come to bed, will ya?
Yeah, yeah, soon. Another one? Come on! Swing the bat! Swing the freaking bat! Don't just stand there like a baboon. Do your job, for Christ's sakes!
Come on, sweetie. Forget the silly game and come to bed. It's been so long since we...
You moron! $30 million, and you strike out with a man on third. Oh, it makes me sick.
So why do you watch?
What? Look, darling, I'll turn it down, okay? Why don't you just go to bed without me? We can talk about whatever it is tomorrow.
Are you joking? That's the same story I get every night. This time it's baseball. Next time it'll be the fights or your work. What happened to us, Phil? What happened?
Nothing happened. I work hard. I pay the bills. I'm trying to relax and watch a little baseball here. So if you would just go back to...
Give me that.
Don't play games with me. I'm not in the mood.
Fine.
Now leave it on and we'll talk tomorrow. Carrie, give me the remote.
P-O-T-A-T-O. Potato. Potato.
Stop playing with me.
I'm not. I'm serious. We have to talk. We don't talk anymore.
Of course we talk. We talk all the time. We're talking right now. I can even multitask. Talk and follow the game at the same time. Just you watch. See?
Oh, I see plenty. I see an angry, an ugly slob that'd prefer to watch a bunch of overpaid boys try to hit a ball with a stick instead of talk, or perhaps even, God forbid, perform sexual relations with his underdressed wife. What the hell do you see?
I see a beautiful woman, I do. But come on, Cat. No! Damn it! Swing! Swing! You gotta swing!
Turn it off!
Okay, okay! It's off. Just keep your voice down or you'll wake the kids.
The kids? The kids? The kids aren't even here, Phil! They're spending the night at the Andersons'. Are we that invisible?
Look, I'm under pressure at work. The designers are griping on one side, sales throwing a fit on the other, engineering's blowing deadlines left and right. I get home, I need to unwind.
Your job's always been tough. Things used to be different.
It's called entropy, chaos. The whole world changes, breaks down all the time.
Don't get smart with me. Us, Phil, we've changed. Just a year or two ago, we used to be so close. Now you barely talk to me.
So everything's my fault. Is that it?
Fault? You've got absolutely no idea what I'm talking about.
Sure I do. You want us to talk, right? Is that it? Then we'll be close again.
You have an answer for everything.
Yeah, except who's winning the damn game.
Okay. Fine. Disappear.
What?
Nothing.
Where are you going?
To bed, Phil. Spend the night on the couch.
Finally, a little peace and quiet.
She can't help you now, pal.
What? Who are you? Why can't I see? Carrie!
She's no longer there. Rather, you're no longer there. You're here. You're not blind, though. Don't worry. It'll just take a while for your new eyes to adjust.
New eyes? What's happening to me?
Relax. Take it easy. You're going to be fine.
Who are you? Are you a doctor? Is that it? Am I in a hospital? That's it. A heart attack or a stroke? Oh, God. I'm in a hospital. I'm dying.
You're not dying. You're going to be okay.
But I am in a hospital, though, right?
Actually, you're in a banyan tree.
A banyan tree? Of course, I should have guessed. And who the hell are you?
George. George Newbold, formerly of Hoboken, New Jersey.
Formerly?
Well, now I live in this tree like you.
Oh, this is nuts. I must be nuts. Yeah, that's it. I lost my marbles. I must be in the loony bin. Hello? Hey, my eyes. Oh, they're burning.
It's the sun. You'll get used to it.
Hey, I can almost see. I'm not blind. I can see. I can actually see.
Told you not to worry.
Oh, my God. No. No, get away from me. What the hell are you?
I'm George. I told you.
Oh, no. A talking monkey.
More like a flying lemur, actually.
What? How did I get here? Where am I? Is this some kind of zoo?
A zoo? Well, I don't think so. And yet again.
Where the hell am I? What happened to me?
The initial period of dislocation's the hardest part. I spent an age in a blue funk. You might as well accept.
I'm dreaming. That's it. All this is some alcohol-induced nightmare. How long have I been here?
I found you, I guess, a day ago.
A day? A day? And how long have you been here?
I've lost count. Seems like an age, say a week maybe.
And what's that?
That, my friend, is the sun.
The sun? It's kind of huge, isn't it?
A red giant.
Yeah, of course, a red giant. Oh, I feel terrible. I need to sleep. Can you sleep in a dream?
You're not dreaming, pal. This is real. All of it. The tree, the swollen sun. How do you think I felt when I woke up and found myself in this body?
Wait, hold on there a second.
What?
My arm. Oh, Christ, what happened to my arm? It's hairy.
Like the rest of your body.
And what's this? These membrane things under my arms.
They're your wings.
What? You mean?
Afraid so, pal. You're a flying lemur, too.
I don't believe it.
Try not to worry. I've come to the opinion that people can get used to all sorts of things in time.
Hey, buddy, we're not people anymore.
Yes, so?
Take a leap!
Ho-ho. What's happening?
Hey, are you okay, pal?
I have a cold flu. No pulse. No blood pressure. Get the cardiac care team in OR4 now.
Hold on, Phil. Don't you go in
there. Man, you'll need to wait out here.
Is he going
to
make it? Is he going to be all right?
Man, we'll let you know as soon as we learn something. Okay, let's give him a bolus of epinephrine. Get the paddles on.
Snap out of it. Hey, pal, you okay?
I'm fine. I'm okay. Just back off.
Suits me.
Wait, where are you going?
Nowhere in particular, just soaring up and around.
You can fly?
Yeah, that's what flying lemurs do. They fly. That and eat. Toodaloo.
Smart ass.
Boo.
Oh. Oh, it's you.
How's the sulking coming?
Great. Never felt better on top of the world.
Hey, I know. I've been there. It's hard to accept that you're locked inside the body of a flying lemur. Life's tough.
Spare me the philosophy.
Look on the bright side. You could be here on your own.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
And luckily for you, I speak English. I mean, I might have been from ancient Egypt or Mesopotamia anywhere.
What the hell are you talking about?
Think about it. I could be from any time, any place, but I'm not. I'm from New Jersey, Hoboken specifically,
The last time I remember is July 4th, weekend, 1995.
I'm from Long Island, Baldwin, May, 1998. Phil Beard, by the way.
Delighted to meet you, Phil.
So, what date is it now?
Then you agree this isn't a dream.
I don't agree to anything. As far as I'm concerned, this is one grade-A granddaddy of a nightmare. I'm just waiting to wake up.
Nightmare, huh? What about this?
Ow! Hey! Ow! Hey, will you quit pinching me?
Now, does that feel like a dream to you?
I suppose not.
This is real. Or at least as real as anything else you've ever experienced.
Have I been in some kind of accident?
You could say that. Look, I really don't know much more than you. But I've made a few guesses.
Educated guesses, I trust.
Precisely. You see, I used to be a teacher, general science at the William Bartholomew Elementary School, so I know a little about
that. Perhaps we could go over your resume some other time.
Hear me out. You see, I think we've been reconstructed.
Reconstructed? What do you mean, reconstructed? I didn't need reconstructing. I wasn't ill or dead. What do you mean, ahem?
I mean, how do you know?
How do I know what?
How do you know that you haven't died?
I know I haven't died because... because I was alive! I mean, I was sitting in front of the TV, watching the game.
So?
So what?
So what kind of proof is that?
You mean you think this is some kind of afterlife? This is heaven? Give me a break. Damnedest kind of heaven I've ever seen. Good God. You don't think this... this couldn't be hell, could it? I mean, I've never done anything that bad.
I don't think we're in heaven or hell, Phil.
Well, that's a relief.
I think we've been reconstructed from some fragment of DNA, a fingernail clipping or a tooth found in some fossil layer, perhaps, like a clone.
Fossil layer? Clone?
I think the real Phil Beard threw away a nail clipping, say, and carried on with his life. The new Beard, you, is a clone, a copy of the human being.
I don't like the sound of that. I don't like the sound of that at all. You're guessing, right? You said you were guessing. Look, what do you know, some grade school teacher from Hoboken? Oh, who did this to us? Who turned us into these damned, ridiculous flying lemurs?
I wish I knew. I wonder what the dominant life form is now. Humans? I think not. After all this time, maybe rats took over the world.
Rats?
Or maybe life as we know it is extinct.
Where are we now? I mean, what year is this?
Look at the sun. It's gone red giant.
Yes, so you said, but what does it mean?
It means that a long time has elapsed.
I had an awful feeling you were going to say that. Like how long?
You want a date? Okay. How about 5 billion years? A.D., give or take.
5 billion years?
Give or take. A long time. A lot has changed. Think of the wonders.
Good God.
What is it?
You.
What do you mean?
I mean, you. You get off on this, don't you? You're actually enjoying yourself here.
Well, it could be worse.
It could be worse. We're stuck in this godforsaken hellhole billions of years from home, and you say it could be worse? You know something, bud? You're sick. Your attitude stinks.
That's how you feel. I'll see you in the morning.
Fine! Good riddance! I'll be great on my own. I don't need to... Sure is dark here without the lights from the city. Where am I going to sleep tonight? George? George! George, I'm sorry! George, is that you? Who's there? Who is it? George? Jesus! Yes! George! 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 George, stop hiding! I'm sorry, okay?
I'm over here. No, here. Jump onto that branch, then follow it all the way up here.
Oh, you should have seen that son of a bitch. Frog the size of a dog. At least I think it was a frog. Horrible. It was horrible.
Hey, calm down. Frogs can't eat you, pal.
out.
You should have seen this monster. Christ, you shouldn't have left me like that. Wasn't a very friendly thing to do.
And I suppose calling me sick was.
Okay, so we're even.
Well, what do you think?
What is it?
What does it look like?
You made this? Mm.
Gathered a load of green twigs and wove panels to make the walls, tying them in place with split lianas. Hey, I can always extend it, make it big enough for two. Don't just stand there. Come in, take your coat off, stay a while. This here is the bed. Made it from lichen and moss I found growing on the thicker branches. Well, what do you think, Phil?
Well, you've obviously gone to a lot of effort.
You don't like it, do you?
It's not that I don't like it, George. I'm impressed. Really, I am. It's a hell of a fine, shelter.
I prefer to call it a tree house.
Okay, you built yourself a tree house. Thing is, George, why?
What do you mean, why?
You don't need any of this. It's warm here, and listen to me. You're a lamer, for God's sakes. Don't you think you're a little too content with your present situation, building a home? How about get the hell out of here, going back to being people, human beings, homo sapiens? Do you remember?
It's hopeless.
I don't believe that. I can't believe that.
Besides, it's beautiful here. It's different, and I always wanted to be able to fly. You know, I never did. Like fly on an airplane. I was too scared.
Huh, is that right?
Look, I had to do something before I found you. Keep myself occupied. I might have gone mad otherwise.
You want my opinion? I think we have gone mad, both of us.
Don't talk like that. Here, let's eat. Are you hungry?
Well, what's on the menu? T-bone steak, hamburger and fries?
I'm afraid there's only fruit, but it is pretty exotic. I gathered these earlier. They all grow nearby, so food's no problem. And lemurs like fruit. You just wait till you taste some of these beauties. Here.
Now, you sure won't poison me?
I've been eating them for days. I call them sugar berries. Bite into it, and you'll see why.
That's not bad. It doesn't compete with a burger, though.
Help yourself. And there's rainwater to wash it down. I made the containers from leaves. To your good health, Phil.
Yeah, here's to you, bud.
Look at that. Wow, look at that sunset. Makes those back home seem kind of anemic.
It's frightening. It's too fiery, like it's going to burn us up.
And those stars.
Hey, you know something? I don't recognize them. Not one single constellation.
They've changed a lot in 5 billion years.
George?
What?
We're not on Earth, are we? I mean, look at the horizon, how near it is. Where the hell are we?
A moon? One of the moons of Jupiter, perhaps?
I don't see it, and Jupiter's kind of big. I think it'd be tough to miss.
Okay, then, an asteroid, maybe. We're on an asteroid.
You don't know, do you? You don't know. You don't know.
Phil, please. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Oh, Christ, of course it does. We don't even know if we're in our own solar system. We could be bajillions of light years from Earth.
Bajillions?
Yeah, billions and billions. Oh, God, I'm frightened. I want to go home.
Cheer up. Tell you what, tomorrow, me and you will go flying.
Oh, I don't think that's such a great idea.
Oh, sure it is. I'll teach you. Oh, you wait and see. Why, when the hair comes, you know, when the rush comes through your hair like that. Okay, all you got to do is jump. You can't fall.
Yeah, right.
You're not built to fall. You're a flying lemur.
Don't remind me.
Go on, jump. You'll get the hang of it.
I'm getting there. Don't rush me.
Scaredy cat, you chickening out, Phil?
You're mixing your metaphors, George. I thought you were a school teacher.
Don't change the subject.
So, what do I do after I jump? Flap?
A little, but mostly you glide. You control the angle of your wings with your thumbs, like this, see? Now, stand beside me on this branch. Good. And stretch your arms out, like this. That's it. And on the count of three, away we go. Are you ready?
No.
Good, good. One.
Oh, God.
Two. You can do this.
Go, boy!
And three. Jump!
Yeah. Oh, no.
Hi, look at you. You're doing it.
I don't know about this.
Isn't it wonderful?
It doesn't feel right.
Oh, the view. Look down there. Look. Look at the world.
It's a banyan tree.
The freedom, Phil. We're free up here.
No, this is nuts. We're not free. This is a prison.
Yeah, so pessimistic. You have to appreciate the here and now. Live in the moment. Be thankful for what we have. Watch this. I can do a somersault in the air. Whee! Phil, where'd you go? What are you doing? Where are you going? You can't go that high.
Don't worry about me.
Come back. You'll burn your wing.
I'll do what I want.
Phil.
I can do a cannonball. Watch this.
Paddle done. Stand back. Clear. Nothing. Turn it up 5 units. We'll hit him again. Okay. Clear.
Oh, my head. Where am I? What happened?
Shh. You're okay now. Take it easy. I caught you.
So you saved my life, George.
I suppose you could say I did.
You shouldn't have bothered. Okay, you can let me go now.
I think the heat's affected you.
The heat? Oh, yeah, that must be it. I have heat stroke. Oh, boy, do I have a hell of a headache. How'd we get back to the hut?
We crashed through the treetops. You smacked into a branch, but I caught you before you hit the ground. You were out like a light, so I carried you home.
Home? Why do you insist on calling this oversized basket home? It isn't home. Home is Carrie and the kids. Oh, Carrie. I'm so sorry.
Hey, come on. I don't like to see you down like this. If it had helped to talk, who's Carrie?
My wife. The last time I saw her, we argued over something. I don't remember what it was, something or nothing. I was a jerk, I remember that. Perhaps this is punishment, George. I'm being punished for being such a lousy, self-centered ass of a husband.
I don't think so.
No? Perhaps not.
Tell me about your life before here. I don't even know what you looked like.
Me? I was a big, red-headed lummox. Played a bit of first base in my college days. Worked in computing, middle management, and a software firm. Up to my eyeballs in work every day. Took it out on Carrie, I suppose. That was fine in the beginning, when we were first married, but... Well, you know how it is. You take things for granted. I guess I should have thought a bit more about Carrie and the kids. Been more... How about you?
Well, I never married. Never found the right woman. I devoted myself to my work, filled my time with after-school projects.
What'd you look like?
Well, what do you think? Go on, guess.
I don't know. Don't be offended, okay?
Go on.
Small, thin, balding. Wire-rimmed glasses. Not exactly a sports jock.
Pretty close.
And you weren't happy, right?
Well, what makes you think... Yeah, okay. I told myself that everything was just fine. But who's happy, Phil? There were things I wanted that I knew I'd never get. But not just things.
Like?
It's too personal. I don't want to talk about it.
Come on, George. Don't clam up on me now.
You promise you won't laugh?
Well, Okay. I cross my heart and hope to die.
I wanted to get married. I wanted to meet a nice, quiet girl, settle down, couple of kids, house in the suburbs. Nothing too fancy or expensive, just your Mr. Average doing an honest day's work. That wasn't too much to ask for, was it?
No. No, it wasn't.
Yeah. I didn't even come close. Oh, I had plenty of dates over the years, but I don't know, never came to anything. I never really met someone I connected with, you know? And now, here I am with you, circa 5 billion AD.
Give or take.
Yeah, give or take. What do you miss most?
Gary and the kids. Sorry.
Of course, the family, right? But besides family?
Hamburgers, milkshakes, chocolate chip cookie dough.
Seriously?
I'm serious. Oh, baseball. The sound it makes, the crack of the bat on a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. Thwack. The thudding pop of a ball in a glove. The helter-skelter pace of the game. The slow, serene, in-between times when it feels rural, peaceful, and everything's small town. And then there's the quick, violent bursts of action when it feels alive, jumping. Big city-like. Knows how to breathe. I miss baseball.
I miss Beethoven.
Huh?
I miss his Ode to Joy.
Oh, I don't know classical music.
Oh, you know this one. Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, yeah. I got it, the coffee commercial.
Wonder.
Is that what that means?
More or less to me.
God, listen to us. And look around this place. What's the point?
To live. And be here. Now. Right now.
Oh, that's sick.
Matter of perspective.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Calm down. I'm not going. I'm just getting something.
What is that?
A pet project I'm working on.
A slab of wood? And a stick? A spear?
It's a bow.
Like a bow and arrow? What are you going to shoot with it? Fruit?
Not that kind of bow. A bow like this. You spin a length of wood in a hollow filled with tinder. The result, theoretically, fire.
So, Lima rubs sticks, Lima makes fire. Clever.
Glad you think so.
Tell me, why the hell do you need fire?
Well, think about it.
Okay, I have. I still don't know why you need fire. There's nothing to cook. The sun keeps us warm.
Civilization began with the utilization of fire. Great things sprang from that first innocent flicker of flame. How do you expect us to thrive and prosper without fire?
Prosper? George, we won't prosper. Look at us. We're flying lemurs, for Christ's sakes. Or did you forget that small detail?
Wrong, Phil. That's where you're very wrong. We're intelligent flying lemurs. There's a difference.
Yeah, and that makes it even worse. We're intelligent enough to know. Ah, forget it. You play treehouse if you wanna. Just leave me out of it. I'm going.
Going? Where is there to go?
I don't know. That's the point. I'll find out when I get there. For starters, I'm climbing down to solid ground. Explore the surface of this hellhole.
No, you can't.
Oh, who says?
It might be dangerous. You don't know what to expect down there.
What, are there predators?
No, I don't know. Maybe it's not worth the risk.
Sure it is. The alternative is sitting here, waiting for you to reinvent the wheel or the microwave oven.
You're so selfish. What about me? If something happens to you, I don't know how to say this, but I couldn't live here by myself. Have you thought of that? We're a team, you and me.
Some team. I'm out of here.
You're making a big mistake.
Toodaloo.
Wait up. I'm coming with you. You shouldn't go alone. Slow down. Wait for me. It's not fair. My body's not the same as yours.